Stockport Corporation, when they bought the valley that made Fernley Reservoir, they bought all the farms below the dam as well, so they could have a say so where they wanted to put the pipelines. Then they sort of got bought out by Northwest Water, who got bought out by United Utilities. Mm.
But in those days then, farmers had to work within the constraints that the water company would impose. Were they very arduous? Was it difficult or not really?
Not in them days, they weren't allowing any cattle on the catchment area. All farms and houses on the catchment area, they were all, people were moved out and farms were all flattened. Mm. I think they flattened about 13 properties in Goyd. They wouldn't have the sewage in case it leaked into drinking water, but you could have sheep muck. And they wouldn't have cattle because they didn't, cattle were too big, too much muck.
Yeah, churning up the riverbed.
So you had to work with the water authority, and at top end at Moore, Lord Derby, he rented about 2,500 acre grouse shooting rights. So we worked in with Derby's gamekeepers as well, and everybody seemed to get on well.
So when was it built, Fernley?
That was built in the '30s.
Right. So your mum and dad would remember this amazing change to the landscape. Yeah. Did it make them sad? Were they saddened by it, or shocked, or horrified?
Well, everybody in the area were saddened because a lot of farming families went, out you go. Because they compulsory purchased all this land and all these farms and then evicted them all of it.
What happened to those families, do you know? Well, they'd all do something different.
Some of them, went into farming, rented different farms and all that, because they were nearly all rented properties, belonged to various estates. And there's still some families about. I don't know how many of them will still be farming or not.
These are sort of amazing shocks, aren't they? It's the kind of the arrival of the modern world, isn't it? So it's like, new water systems, everything changing, and a landscape that is just totally changed forever. Amazing. And it's where, also, it's where town meets the countryside in a way, because it's the demands of these burgeoning urban areas, like the Lady Bower and Sheffield, it's the same. And it was happening all over Britain, wasn't it, really?
Oh, yes. Water was a scarce commodity.
It was, it was.
And it was accepted. Quite a lot of land as they took belonged to estates, and Irwood especially, that were about on its way out because they about dying out, like the Harper Crew, the spinsters and bachelors.
Right. So later on then, when you...
The next
when you're getting into
thing
20s or...
sticks in your mind is 63 winter.
Yeah.
That was just something. The Fernley Reservoir, it froze that solid.
Very solid, yeah.
And just before they'd forecast a thaw, waterboard men, they fetched a great gang of men and the overflow at Fernley Reservoir, like a big long plate, went into a spillway. Mm. And they had to break all that ice about, I don't know, about 6 or 8 foot back from plate. Because it was all underneath, because they'd used all the water. Because there was no water going in.
No.
Everything was frozen solid.
Yeah.
And they had to break it back because they said when all snow thawed and came in, if it lifted the ice up and it moved it, it would take spillway and it had ruptured down.
Yeah. I mean, it was amazing.
That was tremendous thickness.
Yeah.
And when thaw came, weather altered, and we were all in that one now, we could hear these great big bangs. And of course, what's that? And we went outside, you could hear it like cannons going off, and it was ice fracturing on the reservoir.
Yeah.
And it was so loud, water started coming in at the top, and it started washing like these plates of ice. Like you say, they went under one another, and the screaming noise, it went through you.
Mm.
It was like somebody gets an old pan shovel on some tiles and scrubs it about. And that went on for days. And all this water, were coming up, and ice were coming down towards down. And as it came down, like, it was rocking up like that.
Wow.
It were weird.
Amazing thing to see. So how close to the reservoir were you? I'll have to look on the map.
We're about a quarter of a mile from the edge of water.
You know right exactly what was going on the whole time.
Yeah.